Welcome to The Marketing Menu, the delicious podcast with regular, relevant content to help your business grow and thrive. Jargon-free, easy-to-understand marketing tools with effective tips and tricks, and guaranteed no cheese.
Hi, and thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Menu, brought to you by me, Liz, and Nikki. Hi, Nikki. I know we've got a veritable feast for the listeners today.
Yes, hi, Liz. Indeed, we have. So it's all about one of the subjects you and I love. Customer service.
Yes, it's true. We are a bit passionate about aren't we? To quote that overused phrase, but we are, in all seriousness, as listeners will gather as the podcast goes on.
Yeah. I mean, excellent customer service should be at the core of every business. And of course, there's no excuse in this day and age for failing at this hurdle. Yet so many businesses do, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, and it drives me nuts. I've got worse as I've got older, to be honest, and will now complain, whereas before I used to be very British and not say anything at the time, but moan like hell afterwards.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people still do that. You know, you've only got to look at TripAdvisor or any social media channel, and they're littered with angry comments from people who've obviously been at the receiving end of poor or even diabolical customer service.
Yeah, for sure, and I guess it's a shame that we're not all so vocal when it comes to shouting about good customer service. But hey ho, let's begin by giving listeners some of our own good and bad examples so that we can all consider how we may get things right. Now, you've got a great positive example, haven't you, Nikki?
Yes, I have. So buckle in, listeners. Here goes. And I have to confess that I did blog about this at the time. So I do want to stress that I do like to share good news stories when they're due.
So what happened then?
Well, okay, so it was Friday night and the tumble dryer had eventually packed up. Balancing the broom handle was no longer working, so I decided that I had to replace it. So recalling that catchy AO Let's Go jingle.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, I logged on. So the fact that I could upgrade and then recycle the old appliance and that they would remove the packaging and then fit the machine for a small fee appealed to me, as of course, being the weekend, did the next day delivery and the timed 4-hour delivery slots. So all done, purchased, wait.
So that nicely highlights the importance of the customer experience starting right from the advertising through to the ease of using their website then. They made it easy for you.
Yeah, they certainly did. But my experience didn't end there, Liz.
Oh, right. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so the next morning I received, I received a phone call to ask whether I was still happy with my purchase and to confirm that I would receive a text by 7 o'clock the next day with details of the timed slot. Did I also know, though, that I could track the delivery in the event that I needed to go out?
Did you know that?
No, but I thought it might prove useful, as it was obviously weekend. And I decided to forgo the offer of an extended warranty. I don't know, I might regret it, but obviously the PPI insurance oversell still resonates a bit with me.
Yeah, and me. Did you know, I know what you mean, what happened then?
So the next morning, as promised, along came the text, and yes, actually, I did actually need to go out because I had an unexpected kiddie taxi ride looming. But then on top of this, I received a security call from the driver telling me they'd be with me in 15 minutes and to check the access arrangements. Mm. So delivered, unpacked, switched on, 15 minutes later, happy bunny.
15 minutes. That's amazing.
Yes. And then I received a text from the delivery driver asking me to rate their service. Unsurprisingly, I text back brilliant. And then a further text asked me if they could share this on their Facebook page, if that was okay with me. And then finally, the next day, I got an email asking me to fill in a net promoter score to grade their overall service. And that if I wished to answer 6 fuller questions, they would give me an opportunity to put me into a prize draw.
Wow, so all in all, a brilliant experience then that you're keen to share with others, just as you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. But then a week later, I'm afraid I have to counter this with a visit to a very well-known treasured Dorset canteen for tea and cake, a pit stop during a mindless drive back from Cornwall with 4 teenagers.
Somehow I don't think this is going to end well.
No. So admittedly, we were all a bit dazed, having just had our first breath of fresh air in 4 hours. But we waited patiently at the wait to be seated sign, and we watched the busy staff, busy themselves around the shop counter as a couple of tables were served. There was loads of activity, if you count the several staff setting up for evening service, but nobody was paying heed to our little gaggle. There was no eye contact, no acknowledgement, apart from the kitchen chef, who was clearly embarrassed and was trying to get people to come over to us.
I hate that, when you have to make yourself obvious to get their attention.
Yeah, I know. And then when they did finally notice us, there was no apology, there was no smile, no warmth, and bizarrely, no menu. which was made worse by the fact that when we were left searching for somebody to pay at the end, and we ended up having to pay in the shop as all the other staff had vanished. Good chocolate brownies, though.
A small crumb of comfort, though. So that's so bad. So, listeners, what does this tell us, and why should we as marketers care?
Well, I'd say the AO experience was considerate and friendly, and it actually put me at the centre of the whole process and made me feel valued.
I guess if every customer journey was as successful as that, there'd be less need for marketeers and we'd all return for a repeat experience.
Yeah, don't they say that acquiring a new customer is anywhere from 5 to 25 times more expensive than retaining an old one or an existing one?
Yeah, exactly. Great customer service makes marketing easy. It creates a good news story to shout about. Oh, and they may recommend you to friends. Your canteen experience, however, probably means you'll look for an alternative pit stop next time and even prompted your four teenagers to talk about the bad service.
Yeah, so that's now five people who are going to warn others off going there.
Precisely. AO's clearly invested a large amount of energy into developing their customer journey experience by tracking and developing their offering at every point where they could conceivably add value. It costs nothing more than time, strategy, willingness to implement and training, but my goodness, it sorts the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, so I guess we're asking listeners to think about how they could have clearly defined steps at every point of their customer journeys.
Yeah, and I'd refer listeners back to podcast 4 about understanding what makes your customer tick.
That's a good point. So when you understand your customer, you know what they're looking for, and then you're more likely to deliver it in an appropriate way.
That's it, and training. It's all about training.
And what's that Richard Branson quote? Clients do not come first, employees come first. And if you take care of the employees, they will take care of the clients.
Exactly, yeah. Train your staff well. Make sure they know all about your company culture and marketing objectives. And we covered this in podcast 1, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And they will become your biggest assets.
So just before we talk about how to create a customer service culture, just a reminder to listeners that we'd love you to share and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn or Blueberry, and you can download via our website directly at themarketingmenu.com.
So how can listeners make sure that excellent customer service is at the foundation of their business?
Well, first, I would say you have to have the right staff at the coalface. Mm. They're the ones who are obviously going to be making the first impression. And as we know, opinions are formed within the first 10 seconds. And you don't get a second chance. So it's got to be right from the get-go. So this is where the good training pays off. So warm, welcoming and attentive.
Yeah, exactly. Not so the customer is having to wave their arms around to get noticed.
No, indeed, no. So secondly, show your customers you care about them. Just like AO did with the text and the follow-up calls, showing appreciation and thanking customers for their business will go a long way to building a relationship so they want to return.
And recommend you.
Yeah.
I would add to that by saying make sure all your communications, be it email, letters or phone calls, are welcoming and personalised if possible to make the customer feel they're valuable to you.
Yeah, it really works. But don't just leave it, you know, at that. Also think about where you can add value.
How do you mean?
Well, if you think back to the AO, not only did they contact me after the sale and delivery, but they also entered me into a competition as a thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, good point. I guess it's providing that bit extra that the customer isn't expecting.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose a good way to think of it is customer service is actually about helping people.
Yeah, so as a business, we want to help our new customers by making the transaction as easy and pleasurable for them as possible.
So that goes back to what we were saying about ensuring your online procedure, if it applies, is geared up to the customer experience.
Too right. Another consideration is the returns policy and dealing with negative feedback if there is any. Be clear about what your conditions are for returns and make sure all your staff are fully up to speed with how you operate.
I know, it's awful, isn't it? When you ring up and you have two different conversations with two people.
I hate that. It does happen. And make sure any negative comments on social media are dealt with politely and effectively. You could listen into podcast 8 about scrumptious social media for some tips.
Yeah, I always recommend that clients respond to TripAdvisor comments, good or bad, as quickly as possible, and take time to thank people if they've posted a positive comment, and take the negative ones offline by giving people an email address or to contact you if you're unable to get hold of them directly, for example.
Yeah, and even if it is negative, I think other wannabe customers take a balanced view, so long as you can demonstrate that you've reacted in a positive way and will try to do better. Done in this way, I think you actually get seen in a good light, you know, rather than being all defensive or something.
Yeah, and also listen to what your customers are saying. So if they're saying, this is the first time I bought from you, or I love shopping with this company because they're great customer service, then, you know, react accordingly.
Yeah, that's a great way to build a relationship and make the customer realise they're being heard and valued at the same time.
Now tell us, Liz, didn't you have a great customer experience recently?
I did indeed. I went on a short cruise with P&O and I was blown away by the smoothness of the whole operation. From the moment we pulled into the parking bay, there was someone there to take the car keys and a porter to take the luggage, all smiling and welcoming us on board.
That's impressive. So how many people are actually on the cruise?
3,000.
Wow.
And it was so well run. By the time we checked in, got straight onto the ship where there was a buffet lunch waiting for us, the suitcases were outside our cabin.
Wow, that's amazing. So what about the staff, or I should say crew?
Yeah, crew. Also friendly, warm and welcoming. Nothing was too much trouble. Everyone smiled and said hello as you walked past, from the cleaning staff to the ones in uniform. And you know, it genuinely felt sincere. I even got two puddings one night because I fancied the ice cream as well as the chocolate tort.
Really?
It just wasn't a problem. I was seriously impressed.
I bet you were. I know it was a really important trip to you. An extra pudding, Liz. Well, they knew how to keep you happy.
And it was chocolate. And when we got back, it was just as well organised. They collect your suitcases the night before from outside your cabin, which I panicked about a bit as I thought it'd take ages to retrieve it once we got off the ship. I mean, disembarked.
So did it take ages?
No. I went to this large hangar where all the suitcases were lined up in deck order, got my case off to the car park, which I was directed to by several smiling staff, picked up my keys, got in the car and was homeward bound.
Wow. I mean, obviously these companies have been doing it for a long time, but that sounds like cracking customer service.
Yeah, so much so I'm going on another one in September.
Wowza, proof if ever you needed it then that good customer service pays off. So listeners, I'm sure that you'll all have your own examples of customer service. So I guess we're saying have a quick think about what makes them good or bad, and then think of some ways that you can get your team to go the extra mile. And then it'd be nice to know how you get on.
I'm sure we'll cover this again in a future podcast because there's so much to it.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, I did mention the Net Promoter Score at the beginning. So let's chat about that next time. What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant idea. Let's talk about getting feedback and building customer care case studies too. That'd be good.
Yeah, great then. Okay, so listeners, that's it for today, which leaves us to say a big personal thank you for tuning in. We very much hope that what we've shared with you has been helpful.
So tune in again on Wednesday the 26th of July when we'll be chatting again. And I know by then we'll have lots of stories to tell you, as you're off to Africa before then, aren't you, Nikki?
I am indeed. Morocco, here we come.
So until then, it's goodbye from me, Liz Gordon, till next time.
And me, Nikki Matthews. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Marketing Menu, brought to you by Nikki Matthews and Liz Gordon. Episodes are every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. Please share, subscribe, or add reviews, and stay in touch for more bite-sized marketing tasters for growing businesses.